All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. We got Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
What's happening in Sacramento, California?
That's what I'm saying. Hold it down for North Cali.
You know.
That's what I'm screaming. That's how we roll. And then, of course, we got half the dynamic duo, half the hot rod happy couple in the studio. Bree is still feeling a little under the weather, but she's getting better every day from what we hear. But my funeral clothes are ready. Just throwing that out there. Smitty, what's going on, buddy?
What's popping, yo?
That's what I'm saying. Welcome to the live side.
Man, I've missed it.
I'm telling you, man, this thing's addictive, this whole radio thing.
It is, dude. I never thought I'd miss it as much as I missed it.
I mean, you should have heard me in the shower in Vegas.
I don't want to know
about guys. I'm telling you.
Welcome to the shower.
That's right. Welcome to the shower. I'm soaping up. Anyway. Oh, man, speaking of Vegas, did you hear what's going on over at Counts Customs?
Oh, Danny.
First, they done run Rolly off. And I noticed that, you know, usually you see Danny Coker walking around at SEMA, or you see the guys. I seen, what's the painter's name? Guy with the Lou goatee. What's his name?
And I cannot think of his name, but that dude's awesome.
He's a great painter. But, you know, I saw him there, but I never seen Danny there. Any of the other guys, you know, usually they throw a big after party and all that. To my knowledge, they didn't even do that this year. But this could be the reason why.
Yeah, yeah.
So the guy's name was Joseph Frontera.
Frontera.
And he's embezzled $75,000 from Counts Customs.
That is insane.
You can't do that.
That's bad. I know you can't do that, and you're in Vegas. You ever seen Casino?
Yeah, yeah.
Two holes.
Exactly, two holes.
Out in the desert.
Man, I just don't get it, dude. How do people allow people to take 75? He didn't
get it in one shot, but.
Well, yeah, I understand, but if I feel that $75 is missing from mine.
I would shank somebody.
I'm looking. Yeah, I mean, my number two is getting sharpened.
I got my pencil out. But the thing that's funny, though, this guy stole $75,000. The down payment on a Range Rover. Yeah.
Didn't pay his taxes.
And didn't pay the shop taxes, and they got an $18,000 fine. So he wasn't even really good at his job either.
Yeah.
And he was stealing, too. I mean, I'm not saying like if he was good at his job. Well, you know, he does his job good. He didn't even do that part
steals.
Right. He's a bit of a klepto, but other than that, he's cool. And then he said he just took a bunch of personal flights, like personal use flights that the company paid for. I mean, I think that's a lot of flights.
Well, what tripped me out is he went and had the stamps for checks.
Yeah.
With Danny Coker's name and old Kevin Mack's.
Oh, yeah.
Name.
Old Kevin.
So now he can sign checks, basically.
How do you think that you're not going to get caught?
Well, this is my thing. No matter how busy I am, I understand, you know, filming a TV show and running a business in Vegas, that you're a busy man, and he has a restaurant and a tattoo shop, and I understand that, and you got to have management in place. But when you're writing checks of large amounts, I would want my signature on it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I would want somebody with a rubber stamp.
Well,
my checking account wouldn't be that big of a deal anyway. But you know what I mean. I mean,
$75,000 a bank calling me. I promise you.
They're gonna laugh at you when you send that one in.
I have a feeling if somebody a rubber stamp for my name as a down payment on a Range Rover, I'm probably gonna notice it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, be like, I don't remember buying a Rover.
I bought a Range Rover.
Whatever. I restored 30 of those last year. You know,
ugh.
I'm pretty sure Danny ain't never even rode.
Danny don't strike me as a Rover type.
No,
any man that has a shaggin' wagon van, you don't have a Rover.
You don't need a Rover.
No, because you got a C20 van. That's why. A G20 van. A G20 van.
Yeah,
that's why. Yeah, because you got the mystery machine, fool. You got a Countach.
If you have a van with side pipes and two Countaches, what are you going to do with a Range Rover?
Exactly. Stole $75,000. $75,000.
Well, I mean, he pays people to watch.
I would go Bronx tail on that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I would lock the door and like, I guess you're not leaving, huh?
I guess you're not. Yeah.
And then comes out the baseball bats.
But I mean, he pays people to watch stuff like this, you know?
Apparently, he was paying the wrong one.
Obviously.
Somebody need to be watching this guy.
Well, that's the thing. Another, an outside company, what is it, Randstad?
Or something like, yeah, there was like hiring firm.
Yeah.
And hired this guy, recommended this guy. Oh, he's a good guy.
And he had prior embezzlements on his record.
That's
really?
But this falls back on Coker, in my opinion. I mean, you kind of need to do your homework a little bit. Nobody's going to throw out that information and be like, yeah, I'm a really good guy. You know, I forget to pay things from time to time, and I like to steal. What do you think?
Yeah.
He's not going to tell you that.
Give that man a rubber stamp.
Exactly. Roll out that rubber stamp. But you see what I'm getting at. I mean, come on, dude. You have a man that works for you named Horny Mike.
And he's more trustworthy than
exactly.
This guy.
And this guy might steal a paintbrush, but that's it. And
he lives in a van.
The parking lot.
In the parking lot.
This guy is stealing a Range Rover. I'm not stealing, but buying Range Rovers. This dude is taking a bath in the company sink.
He's good.
And he's golden. But we got old Joseph over here rolling up in a Rover. I'm just throwing that out there.
Hey, did you get a new car?
Exactly.
You did.
Exactly. Glad you like it, Danny. But nice bandana you got there.
Yeah, nice bandana.
I'm telling you, before this is all over with, that bandana's going to be covering that whole head because all that hair is going to fall out.
Oh, boy.
Him and Brett Michaels both. Their bandanas just keep getting wider and wider and wider. That thing started out, he was like old Danielson, you know?
Yeah.
Just about a 2-inch band.
2-inch.
That thing's about 8-inch. He's covering his head with a bed sheet. I didn't even know they made bandana bed sheets. I'm telling you.
Walking around with eyes cut out.
Exactly. He's like, what was that kid on Fat Albert? What was it?
Oh, yeah.
I want to say rerun, but that's what's happening. But anyway, yeah, that's not even a cartoon.
Oh, that's going to bug me.
We'll have to Google that. But yeah, 75 grand. I mean,
that's
insane. I'm old school. You take 75 bucks from me.
Exactly.
I'm going to shank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't. Speed Society won't be covering it.
No.
Cops will. Live PD.
Live PD. There you go.
NBC.
Jail.
Exactly. Exactly. I will know exactly what the Sparks County Detention Center looks like. I promise you. Exactly. I wonder if they'd let him wear his bandana in the pen.
I doubt it.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's gang relations.
I wonder if they'll let him cut his sleeves off his coveralls.
Well, there you go. That's defacing government property.
Yeah, you can't do that either. Well, he just ain't going to work in prison.
Nah. No. And that long hair?
Yeah.
That long hair? You know, hey.
Some people ain't going to prison with him.
Yeah, that's not going to end well.
They're going to take care of that beforehand.
Danny, Danielle, whatever. But yeah, that's crazy. I read that. I'm like, somebody's stealing from the count?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you ain't stealing from your manager at Pep Boys. You stealing from Danny Coker, the count.
Well, everything this dude does has coffins. So he's got plenty.
Exactly. Yeah. I promise you, I would be filling one.
Yeah.
If that was the case. This dude takes naps in coffins. you stole from Dracula's cousin. And you're over here. I mean, it blows my mind.
I don't think I'm going to steal money from a dude that's obsessed with death.
He hangs out with Judas Priest. I'm just throwing that out there.
He's like Elvira's boyfriend or something.
I would steal from a nun before I'd steal from him.
Anyone that hangs out with Judas Priest, you leave that guy alone.
Hey, you got another thing coming. I'm just saying.
Don't be breaking the law.
This dude might be hiding a lot behind them big old sunglasses he wears.
I'm telling you, man. That's crazy, man. This bothers me a little bit. I tell you what else bothers me. These commercial breaks, man. We get on a good roll, we got to stop again.
Every time.
But you know what? We're talking about SEMA in Vegas, and we got a great call-in guest lined up for you. Guys, you're listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Richard Hoskins.
What's happening, Billings, Montana?
Smitty.
Richard.
Man, it's the only city in Montana that I know.
I mean, dude, like, before I left, I mean, these were, like, excellent different names.
How many funny cities do you think there are in the United States? I mean,
apparently he's hit them all.
Apparently. Well, I mean, plus Patrick, you know,
Patrick
censors a bunch of them.
Patrick took all the good ones from me. all the ones that I really wanted to say, I can't. Apparently.
Thanks, Patrick.
Even though these are real towns that we could mail letters to.
Towns,
they have zip codes.
We can have calling guests.
I'm just saying, all the way from, I can't say that, Montana.
I think the worst one he let me have was Buttsville.
And I mean, that's a legit place. I used to date a girl that lived there.
I'm not going to say anything.
Well, speaking of fun cities, Rob, how was Vegas, dude?
Man, Vegas was awesome. Vegas, everybody asked me about Vegas, and I described Vegas like this. There's two things you will never find in Vegas.
What's that?
A clock and a closed door. Everything stays open all the time.
Yeah.
And there's never a clock anywhere because I'll be honest with you, 3 o'clock in the morning is like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's just busy.
Yep.
It's crazy. Maybe I think it's a little more busy at 3 a.m. than 3 p.m.
You got to sleep sometime.
Says who?
3 p.m. That's when you're in bed.
That's when you get your good napping in.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were there for the SEMA show all week. Got to do some great interviews. Speaking of great interviews, I'm telling you. You ever seen a little show called Vegas Rat Rods? Ever heard of a little shot? Weld her up. Well, we might have stuck her head in the door there. We might have stuck her head in the door there.
I might have a shop shirt.
Mr. Steve Darnell. Him. Speaking of sleeveless people.
Sleeveless himself.
He is sleeveless.
Did you ask him about that? Like, where did that come from? Why do people do that?
I didn't ask him that. I was a little scared to.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would be, too. I usually don't mess with people.
When you're interviewing people, you know, you just don't say, hey.
Well, just in general, when I encounter people with sleeves, I usually try to be as non-confrontational as possible.
Yeah, as a rule, those are bikers, you know. But this guy, combat boots, cut-off shorts, cut-off shirt.
He seems like a cool guy, man.
He is
awesome.
A very cool guy. We got to actually sit down and talk, and it was a great interview. And like I said, guys, you're in for a treat here shortly. We'll have Mr. Steve Darnell live from SEMA, which is awesome. That was great. That was fun.
That's pretty big.
That is awesome. Yeah.
No, we're doing big things, guys.
Yeah, yeah. You're doing. Yeah.
I mean, we're a team.
That's right.
Hey, we're riding them coattails, Richard. We're riding them coattails.
Hang on tight.
I got the left.
but that's the fun thing about SEMA. And I mean, Smitty, you've seen it, and Richard, you've heard about it, but it's like...
You've seen pictures.
You've seen them pictures I text you. So it's like, I mean, you bump into the who's who of the automotive industry. I mean, and not just like the builders and things, but all your TV personalities. I mean, Richard Rollins.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's real cool.
It's Richie Rollins.
I thought you were taller than him.
You know what? I'll be honest with you, it just kind of struck me how tall he was.
Yeah, I didn't think he was that tall.
I think he had high heel Converses on.
I think he probably did too, but I was surprised by that.
He easily, hair and all, probably had 4 inches on me.
Really?
Yeah, he was a striking man.
You remember?
He was tall.
You remember when they bought the Cannonball Jaguar and they went, I think, out to Texas or Arkansas or somewhere to get it, and the lady that owned the junkyard that it was at said, "I thought you were going to be taller." So I just assumed from that he was short, and he obviously isn't.
He isn't. No, he ain't like Wayne Carini short. No. I met Wayne Carini while we was there. Wayne Carini's like 4'11".
Really?
Yeah, he's like, I'll be honest with you, if something ever happens to Bob Newhart in the Elf series and they want to make another one, he would be the perfect fill-in. They wouldn't even have to do any like of that magic stuff. Yeah. They wouldn't have to do anything because Wayne Carini's like the perfect elf height.
Well,
put a hat on him and some pointy shoes.
I feel like if I met Wayne Carini, I would have to bow. But then I'd have to teach him about Shelby Dodgers.
I met Wayne Carini in the Ford booth. And we were sitting there talking, and they actually had an Eleanor Mustang, a new style Eleanor Mustang that they built. And we were talking about that a little bit. Wayne Carini, super cool guy. Yeah, of course, chasing classic cars. Wayne Carini's show on Velocity, which will be the Motor Trend Network, 11:23.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
That's wild.
So, but you know, you got Wayne with his show, Chasing Classic Cars, has been on forever. You know, he owns F40 Motorsports up in Connecticut. And, you know, Wayne messes with everything from American 10 to, you know, Italian supercars.
Everything.
Cole. Exactly. I mean, he's that guy. Yeah, really. I mean, he's horseless carriages, literally.
He does huge stuff for autism research.
He does
as well.
A lot of stuff. You know, actually, his daughter's autistic. Yeah. And, you know, that's awesome. I love it when, you know what I'm saying. He does a lot of things, too. Like, I think he's been to the Shriners Hospital before. He actually took kids for rides in, like, a real Cobra.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've never rode in a real Cobra.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He's the real deal. I'm serious. If I met him, I think I'd probably bow a little.
He's a good guy. Well, you're going to have to kind of talk to him. But he's, you know, I mean, Richard's 5'8". You got a foot on him, Richard. I mean, come on. You're an intimidating guy.
I'm trying to compliment the man.
No, I mean, there's nothing. I mean, I want to tell you something. When he lacks in height, he makes up for in personality and heart.
Oh, yeah, he's an awesome dude.
But... So, like I said, we haven't met Richard Rollins, met Wayne Carini, Dave Kendi.
No, that's awesome.
And I want to tell you something, and I don't want to sound a little biased here, but I honestly believe Dave Kendi stole the show.
Really?
He really did. I mean, I love the whole Bitchin' Rides crew. I love all those guys. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, Kev Dog and... You got William there. You got everybody there, and it's such, I mean, a talented crew. But the cars that they brought look better in person than they do on television, which rarely happens. Every car you've seen, like the 60, I think it's a 67, 68 Mustang, the white one they built.
The white one.
That thing is absolutely gorgeous. Perfect.
Yeah, I think it's psychotic.
And then they built a 66, 67 Nova. That's absolutely gorgeous. But the car that stole the show, in my opinion, and we'll post pictures of on the Hot Rods and Happy Hour page. We were lucky enough to be there on Saturday, so we got clear pictures. There is no way humanly possible you could take a picture of this car during the show because it had a crowd around it nonstop. Was a 1957 Mercedes Gullwing SL.
They built a 300 SL?
Yes, but it's LS powered.
Is it a real SL?
It looks real enough for me. But do you talk about beautiful? It's kind of in the words of my dad, it is funeral home gray. But it's actually kind of a blue-gray color.
Yeah.
With, I mean, bright, bleeding to death red leather interior in it.
Mm. That sounds unbelievable.
Big billets hammered down.
Probably five Mercedes enthusiasts just probably fell over dead.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, that's a million-dollar car.
Clark Gable is cutting backflips in his grave right now. But this car is absolutely gorgeous, and you're going to see it on a future episode of Bitchin' Rides. But this thing, we got a sneak peek, and that car is absolutely perfect. I'm telling you. I tell you what ain't perfect is these commercial breaks.
Keep happening, man.
Killing me. All right, guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, and I'm over here to the right. We've got Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / numbers guru.
What is happening, Duluth, Georgia?
That's right. Look at you.
Hey, man, I'm trying, dude.
You're hitting close to home over there.
Apparently, Smitty doesn't think I'm funny anymore, so I'm trying to at least be...
What's happening in Greenville, South Carolina?
Hey, Professor, go feed on a little secret. You weren't that funny before.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And, of course, we got half of the Hot Rod happy couple. No. They're not breaking up. She's just sick.
Just under the weather.
She's just a little under the weather. We got Smitty in the studio.
What's happening, y'all?
What's happening? That's what showed you up, Mr. Duluth.
Mr. Cool.
Mr. Cool over there.
I need to not try so
he's
hard.
Like, he's like the Fonz. I'm just ready for him to like smack the wall and the light comes on or something. Hey. Got the thumbs up. Hey, get them both up there.
Hopefully you can smack the wall and the heat will come on.
That's what I'm saying. I'm over here freezing.
I tell you what, speaking of that, it was 75 degrees. I was in the swimming pool at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
Why it was like 40-something and raining here.
Yeah, I was in the pool.
Yeah, me and Richard
I bought a C10 truck in the pool, the old Key Lime Dime, in the swimming pool, which you know I can't swim, so I was on the shallow end. But yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Had his floaties on.
I didn't have no floaties on, hater. All right? You ain't the only one on bags now. I'm just saying. Don't get cocky. Technically, I got two air ride trucks right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Technically. Kindly.
Kind of.
Kind of like one and a half, but you know what I'm saying. But Vegas was a lot of fun. You know, and we stepped off talking about Dave Kendig and the LS-powered Mercedes. And I've heard some people say it's a glass car. I don't know if it's a glass. I mean, I've never seen a fiberglass reproduction of a Gullwing.
I don't think it's a real popular replica.
Exactly. But I don't think that's a classic motor carriage's 57 Gullwing. And, I mean, if it is, the one thing I did notice about the car, like it had the original style steering column in it and the original style Mercedes steering wheel in it, full size. They used a lot of real parts, if that's the case.
Yeah, if it is fake, they might have made them. I mean, well, God knows they're capable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, old 3D printers, they make anything. That was a big thing in Vegas, it seemed, this year, is the 3D printers. Them guys 3D print everything.
Man, that's coming up. It's getting to be big technology.
And it's getting faster, too.
Yeah, like,
they're spitting things out.
Hoping somebody starts reproducing 3D print Murata emblems.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath. Of all the things in the world you can 3D print.
It could happen.
I had the meanest comment ever, but I'm going to keep it to myself. Oh, look, we 3D printed some dog poop. But no Murata emblems.
That was not very nice. No, that would probably sell better, to be honest. It's probably more of a market.
Might be, just a little bit. Look, it's hot still. It's warm. But anyway, we're talking about SEMA. And, I mean, you see some cool things there. You see a lot of cool new products.
Yeah.
That haven't been brought to market yet. And there's a lot of, I mean, the who's who. I love SEMA time, but I am so glad to be back home in South Carolina. Like Vegas is fun, but, you know, just there's no place like home. After 5 days of running and walking your butt off.
Dude, that's like, that trip is just like work, man.
It is like work. I mean, it's fun, but when you get home, you're ready for a nap.
Yeah.
Because you don't sleep. I mean, you don't sleep good when you're away from home like that. I don't. And, you know, it's like when you come home, you're like dead.
Yeah.
Especially when you miss your flight. I'm not gonna name any names, but we're you know, I mean, and the trip is a lot of fun. I mean, we probably walk 10 miles a day.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing that was crazy, it was the lifted trucks this year. I want to tell you something. I don't know how many people American Force sponsors, but there's a lot of them.
It's a lot of
them. I mean, there was probably 30 trucks with American Force down the side of them. And I'm like, I mean, it blows my mind. And these old boys, and the thing that tickles me most, these big lifted F-250s and all this stuff. And one to make you feel really old, especially Richard.
Thanks.
This guy had like a 95, 96 F-350. Oh, yo, dog, he's got the classic.
Oh, Lord.
Old 7.3, I remember that.
A 96 F-350, and they're calling that a classic? That makes me feel extremely old.
Yeah, I love the truck.
I love it, you know. And it was lifted, and, of course, had American Force wheels on it. But and they put these big billet trailer hitches on them, and they're lifted so high they have to have supports on the drop on the trailer hitch. Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, the only thing you're doing is pulling teenage girls from the mall with this thing. You ain't pulling no trailer. We all know your ball ain't rusty.
Uh-uh.
Got a pavement princess.
That's a mall crawler. That's all it is.
I wouldn't want to be riding around them boys because last year, dude, they had anywhere from 6 to 8 inches of spacer to make those wheels poke out like
that. Oh, yeah,
that.
Exactly. Oh, I want to tell you something. They put a lot of scraps on a set of studs. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. I mean, they put a lot of faith and some studs.
Exactly.
I've snapped them things off, and I'm thinking to myself, and you're riding around like that?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Good luck.
Did they have the squat?
No. You know what? They got a little sense. At least they got all-day lift kit under there. But
it would SEMA. They would have put the whole kit on.
Yeah, they're showing out for SEMA, so they put it all in there. But that was a crazy, crazy, crazy thing. The lifted trucks. That was... And every year there's a lot, but this year was extreme amounts of them. I tell you, another cool ride that was there. Speaking, we're going to have some of the Street Outlaw guys on here soon on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. But, Murder Nova, old Sean. Sean, yeah. His name's Sean. But, oh, Sean, you Sean. Know. Sean with the Murder Nova. He's got a 70 Blazer. And a white lowered down on Detroit Steels.
Yep.
He was there with it. Good-looking truck. Got a little off on his ruler, though, on the back. And and I'm that guy. I build things, so I spot things. And like you see it, it's a good-looking truck, and it's laid down. Two-wheel drive Blazer, hammered. I mean, it's going to win. But I could stick my head between the fender well and where the back wheel started on the front.
Ugh.
That kills me. On the rear, rather. Not the front. On the rear. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, you could have put a 14-inch wide wheel on the back of this thing, and you got like a 10 on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, somebody missed their ruler mark. They zigged when they should have zagged or didn't put an alt in there or something because they got a little awful now. I mean, good-looking truck. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from it. It's nothing that a tape measure and a fresh set of Detroit steels on the back wouldn't fix. Or if you go over one of them F-250 boys, you might have an extra set of wheel spacers, and you'll be ready to rock, you know? You get you one of them 6-inch wheel spacers, and you'll be good. But
stance is so important, though. I mean, you can't miss there.
Well, that's air ride. I mean, it wasn't with stance. I mean, it's the wheel depth. Like, it was just totally – like, when you look at it from the side, it's perfect. You look at it from the front, it's like, where's his back wheels at?
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's rolling on dinks.
Well, man, I was watching an unveiling, and I can't remember what booth it is, but everybody was bragging because it had the American Force wheels on it. And it was a bagged and bodied dually. And she was laid out looking pretty on the wheels. But they come down the side. They started from the back and come all the way down the side. And when they come across that rear fender flare right there, when they come across that, they were missing a marker light.
All it was
two small screw holes and a big hole for your wiring harness and nothing in it.
That would drive me. I'd rather have the fender missing than that.
I watched it. I shared the video, of course, because I love the truck. And then guy that's on my Facebook, he said, and it's missing a marker light. And I'm like, really? So I had to go back and watch it.
But you will see some. And I tell people this about SEMA all the time. I love the SEMA show. I'm not knocking the SEMA show. I love, love, love the SEMA show. And there are some of the most quality builds you've ever seen in your life there. And there's some builds there that you wonder how they got there.
Yeah.
And that one was, I mean, and you see little things like that. I mean, there's a new Dodge Charger, like a newer body style Dodge Charger. Somebody's cut in half and made a two-door out of it.
Oh.
And it looks right.
The white one?
No, it's orange.
Okay. Then another one.
Yeah. I mean, so there's two running around. but that's the, maybe they shared, maybe it's just one and they just made two out of it. But I mean, and they did a good job on it. But I mean, some of the fit and finish on that one, of course, there again, I mean, I have never cut a Dodge Charger in half either, but
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I mean, I might want to try to clean it up a little more than that. But I tell you another cool one. Talking about Steve Darnell, our special calling guest we got coming up next. He came out and showed us some of his rides. You know, he has a 55 Chevrolet that was actually discovered on Charles Manson's property where all that stuff went down.
Really?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty awesome.
And they built it, and it's got a Cadillac CTS-V engine in it. I'm telling you.
You remember last year he had that Challenger with the chain-driven supercharger on it.
Oh, yeah. And also he's got a 30 Model A that's got a blown twin-turbo big-block Chevrolet. He fired it up for me. It was scaring people in the Discovery booth. They made him shut it off.
Ugh.
I love it. I love it. Guys, you're going to love this interview. You're in for a treat. Stay tuned right here to Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is a real special treat because old Rob's in Las Vegas bumped into my really good buddy, Mr. Steve Darnell. That's right, guys, we're welding up. Have you seen the show on Discovery Channel, Vegas Rat Ross? What night is this? Vegas Rat Ross?
Tuesday night.
The new season?
Tuesday night's new season. I don't know whatever anybody's local listings are because you never – that's what I always say. Check your local listings on your time. But you'll see the commercials. It's playing a lot right now. So
I tell you what. I actually got a chance to catch it. And I seen where you got a 55 Chevrolet two-door post that was on the property for Charles Manson.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy. It's a cool car.
It is a cool car, but it's got a vibe. Like, we were taking pictures with it earlier, and like I felt like a coolness around it. We're in Vegas in the sun.
Yeah, it does. It definitely has a vibe to it. The car's where I got it from my old buddy Joe. I mean, he got it out of an old chicken coop that was kind of creepy too. And you know, just the story behind it just makes the car. You know what I mean?
Well, you had a lot of problems with the car when you were trying to build it. Just things, doors closing, all that.
Yeah, there was always something creepy going on with the car. You know, in the shop, or you know, there was always something a little bit off, like not normal. You know what I mean? And normally, when we're building these cars, we always have problems. Don't get me wrong.
Well, that's building a car. That's how it works. But
sure.
This was a little more than that.
Yeah, yeah. This one just kind of had its own little personality. So,
stubborn.
Yeah.
He's hard-headed.
I mean, where it came from was kind of cool. And the guy Joe I got the car from, I mean, it was like, you know, he's like, I don't know, I can't keep it in my front barn because it shakes the rafters in there while I'm working. So he moved it to the back chicken coop. So, and he goes, since it moved it back there, it hasn't been crazy for him up where he works. So,
so that's the perfect car we want to build.
I was like, you know what? If we're going to build a haunted car, then let's get a haunted car.
Let's get a real one.
Yeah.
I mean, and Charles Manson, I mean, that's pretty kooky right there.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy story. And, you know, just the history of Charles Manson and what went on with all the murders and stuff. And I'm not even sure if he even really actually put his hands on anybody. It just, it's crazy that you can, you know, take over someone's mind like that and make them do things for you.
The world's a crazy place. There's some crazy people in it too. But so we took this 55 Chevrolet and you guys put a CTSV motor in it.
Yeah, it's got a Cadillac.
It's got a different chassis and everything.
Yeah. So it's a C4 Corvette drivetrain. But we cut a lot of that out to put airbags in it because I wanted the car to lay on the ground and look a little creepier, you know.
Oh, it's got a killer stance too.
Yeah, yeah, it looks good when it's laid out. But it does run really good. It's got like a Dana 44 rear end in it, independent rear suspension, air conditioning. Got a really nice Diamond Audio stereo system in it. There's just endless, you know, the interior on it's really nice. I mean, it's done up where you can drive the same.
Well, and the thing I love about the C4 and the C4 suspension parts and all that, now you've got a car that rides good and it stops great, but it handles wonderful. The C4 is a great platform for hot rodders, still to this day.
Yeah, it's easy to get parts for them. You know, you can buy the brakes, and they ride good. I mean, you know, we took the Unileaf out of the rear and actually airbagged it, so it's right on a shock airbag system. But driving it around, it drives pretty good.
And that's the thing. You've got modern brakes, modern drivetrain. This is automatic car.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got overdrive transmission. You've got all that. Air.
Yeah.
In a haunted 55 right. Chevrolet. Right. It's like you put storm windows in a haunted house. I love it, man.
Really,
but it is. And it's up to date. It's cool. And I mean, the car's got a sensual look. It doesn't have just like a rat rod vibe. It looks like this thing has been living through hell, man. Literally.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just
like I can picture flames coming off of it. Like Pristine when the old pit was burning. Like I can picture that car. I can put it in its place.
It was really cool because I'm a big fan of Pristine. I love that. Yeah, I mean, grew up watching Pristine. So yeah, it's part of my life. So I look at it like, you know, this car kind of represents that a little bit.
Right now, everybody in the world is like, who's Christine? Who's that chick?
Yeah, really. No, it's just one of them things where I just, you know, I look at it and it's got a stance and it looks a little creepy, you know?
It does, and everything's on the red lights. And all, I mean, it's just, and it's murdered out.
Yeah.
But it's not murdered out like you knew, dude, Escalade.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, it's almost like a singe. Almost.
Yeah.
Just burnt.
Yeah,
I love
that's
that
what I wanted. The car kept getting a little darker as we were developing the paint. But I kind of wanted it dark.
And this was a red and white two-tone 55 Chevrolet.
Red and white 55.
I mean, this was like America, like apple pie.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, you take it from one thing to another. You actually take it, and it becomes what it really is.
I mean, it like went from Mel Tillis to Marilyn Manson.
Exactly.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
But that's what's so cool about building these cars, you know? I mean, they all have a soul to me.
They have a vibe.
And they need to be put in the right place.
Exactly.
Every one of them.
And that's the thing. I think a lot of people miss the mark when they build cars. I've bought cars that were done where they missed the mark, and you make a few changes and totally change that car.
Yeah.
Just like everything comes together. And like that 55 you get the devil in the head, not one look at that car. I mean, everybody in the world has seen a slick 55 Chevrolet 2-door coast. There's not another satanic 55 Chevrolet in the world like this thing.
I mean, that thing we left all the body damage in it.
But it looks slick.
We left it kind of rough, you know, and then when we cleared it, it's just, we didn't really do much body work to it.
But it was a pretty nice car to begin with. I mean, to start with, it wasn't like it was a rusted out, just killed 55 Chevrolet. But it was kind of neat. That car's 60-something years old. And it still looks that great. And I mean, it's sinister. Like, you can hold up, whether you're at the mall or, you know, anywhere. This thing is just going to get eyeball everywhere it goes. Might take more than that. You never know. It looks a little mean.
Yeah.
Might take your soul while you're looking at it.
Yeah, no, it might. It might throw you in the back seat and drive off.
I wouldn't even argue about that. Actually, I'd go for riding. So, speaking of things I want to go for riding, tell us about the Joker. Now, this Model A is not like your grandpa's Model A at all. I see blowers, big block Chevrolets, turbos. I just got a feeling this thing doesn't get over 10 miles to the gallon.
No. You might be lucky if you get 3 or 4. Maybe 3.
If you're out.
And I only have like a 7 or 8 gallon fuel tank on the back, so you don't go very far. And the gas it's in, it's, you know, $15 a gallon. So, you know, it's more for getting out.
It's not a good daily?
No, it's not a good daily. Yeah. But it actually runs good. It's got like a Gen 5 big block Chevy block in it.
It's good stuff. I mean, yeah. It's a dependable driveline, I mean, as far as running, but fuel economy, obviously.
Right.
But this is not a fuel economy car. And just like we were talking about outside earlier. You know, if you do not want to get noticed, either one of those two cars, you do not want to be close to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that car right there is just all about, like, in your face.
It has teeth.
I mean, yeah, it is one of them cars. It's an imagination piece for anybody to look at, but at the end of the day, the thing makes a shit ton of horsepower.
Well, and that's what makes it awesome, is because usually we're store model and a little bit blocky. That's been done a million times. That's an art car. It's a doing its thing. And, I mean, it's got personality plus. And that's what I love about your business. And they're all like that. I mean, I've been to your shop. I've been through the gift shop area, and we've got all the cars set up, all the guy runs. I mean, these cars all tell a story. I love 355 Chevrolet Bass.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite. We can't exactly say the name on radio, but I love that car.
Right.
And it's just the personality. I mean, give me 55 Chevrolet Gassers around the world, and that one still stands out. Oh, all of them.
No, it definitely stands out. I mean, it's one of them cars that, you know, I built this thing, I don't know, probably 7 years ago. Always wanted to build it. I wanted it to be a freaked out, like, Rat Fink style gasser that, you know, you would have drove around in the 60s. Or, you know, when you read the magazines or you see the cartoons, it just has that feel. But it's got a stroke big block Chevy in it, and a blower, and quick change rear end, and 5-speed transmission. It runs pretty good.
Yeah, anything you do extra 5-speed, you can get out and drive this thing.
Oh, yeah. You go. I go driving around.
Oh, and that's the thing about it. These cars need to be driven. I mean, there's nothing worse than a cooped up garage queen that stays on a trailer, gets rolled off the trailer, gets shown, and go back in the trailer.
Right.
I mean, these cars were made to enjoy.
Yeah, now they, you know, a lot of these cars that I get out, you know, they become like their own little celebrities in the shop. So if one's like, if Put Your Bitchin's gone, people want to know where Put Your Bitchin is. You know, if the D-Rod's gone, they want to know where the D-Rod's at.
So the D-Rod's what started all of this.
Yeah, the D-Rod's kind of forefathered.
Because it went in the Hot Rod Magazine, next thing you know, welder up, boom.
Yeah, I think Hot Rod Magazine was the one that really drove the controversy. Because, you know, it's like, oh, okay, it's okay if it's in a couple other magazines. But you put it in the Holy Grail Hot Rod Magazine, now you just pissed everybody off.
Guys, I want to thank everybody for watching. You're listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WRD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.